Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Welcome back to our Consistency 365 series. The other night I was on a coaching call in the Consistency course, and there was somebody who shared that they know what to do, but they're not doing it. And the primary reason they use for not doing it is circumstances. I think we can all relate to that in some way, shape, or form, whether it is our stressful job or our kids or caring for parents or an injury. It's not the circumstances that are the problem. It's the beliefs that you hold about the circumstances, because as I shared the other night, I guarantee there's somebody with the same circumstances as you, and you're using them to disqualify you from taking action and making progress, but there's somebody else with the same circumstances and they're getting it done. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to. It doesn't mean that you can't take a day off. It doesn't mean you can't throw a pity party. You can do all of those things. But if you are somebody who wants to be making progress and doesn't want to keep letting life get in the way, I want to tell you this. Your circumstances do not have to change for the beliefs you hold about them to change. I absolutely have moments where I feel like it's impossible to work out consistently with multiple businesses and being a landlord and having three young kids. But I also know that there are many people who have young kids, who have more kids, who have more demanding schedules, and they're still getting it done. And I want to be more like that person. So I have to change the beliefs that I hold about my circumstances. I don't need my circumstances to change. The belief that I can shift into, that you can shift into, that we all can shift into is, I can find a way. It might not look how I want it to look. You guys know that I've shared before, my preference is to wake up a couple hours before the kids, get in a walk, get in a workout, get in some time to myself. But sometimes the kids wake up. Yesterday, Charlie woke up at 4 and I was holding her from 4 until 7 and then everybody was up and I couldn't do it until later. But it doesn't mean I can't do it. But if you are believing that it's your job's fault, that it's your kids' activities' fault, that it's the fact that you have a job and you're a caretaker, your circumstances are not the problem. Your belief that they are holding you back, that is the problem. Your circumstances do not have to change for the beliefs you hold about your circumstances to change. And today is a perfectly wonderful opportunity for you to begin to upgrade what you believe about your circumstances. We'll see you tomorrow.